I just got a new camera, so now it's testing out the new camera day. Just do a quick test. The other recorder I've got, the really expensive one I got from Keith and Hemda, sounds real nice, but it's a bit of a pain in the ass. Eats through batteries a lot, it's real finicky, if you get too close, sound blows out. And I don't really give two fucks if this show sounds nice. You can hear what I'm saying, we're good. I kind of like just grabbing the DV cam and being able to just fucking hop outside without a whole lot of horseshit. I'm sure those airplanes don't sound quite as nice. It had a really nice stereo effect. It still does, but not as good as the other recorder. When an airplane goes by. So speaking of wanting quantity over quality, we're just wanting to be able to whip shit out fast. Since that is my modus operandi with this podcast, I started drawing cartoons. I'm a cartoonist now. I saw this thing. This guy is, his comic's called The Gun Show, gunshowcomic.com. And it's a really good comic. But this dude, he did this thing called the 200 Bad Comics Challenge. He didn't originate it. Someone else did it first. But he's where I found out about it. And I was reading through these like 200 comic strips this guy tried to draw like real fast without trying too hard. Just bam, bam, bam. And they started off really funny and weird and cool, and then they just kind of got bad. But I was like, man, I should do that. I have no skill as an artist at all. I'm 29 now. I think the last time I really made a discerned effort to try to draw or to get better at drawing, I was like 17. I might still have some of that shit back home. If I do, I'll try to find some and scan it. I'd get like, I was really trying to emulate the Hernandez brothers, who do Love and Rockets. And every once in a while, I'd break out a picture that actually looked pretty good. But there was no consistency at all. And I've devolved pretty far in the ensuing 12 years. I can't draw for shit anymore. But it's kind of better that way, because it's fun. No one expects it to be good. It doesn't matter that it looks like hell. I was talking to Josh Latta. He's a very good cartoonist. And he was saying, like, yeah, you know, drawing, it's less fun now. It's like, because you gotta pencil it and then ink it and worry about layout and setups and all this stuff. I don't worry about jack shit. I whipped out 50 of these fucking comics in 3 days. So far it's going good. Keith especially liked them. He talked them up pretty big on Keith and the Girl, so I've been getting a lot of traffic. So, if you haven't seen these things, go to keithcourage.com. Check out my comic strips. They're fucking weird, off the top of the head a lot of times. I'm sure therapeutic in some way, involve a lot of cocks, like that kid from Superbad. An unexplainable number of cocks, I don't know, they're just fun to draw. So that's what I've been up to. Now this morning, I woke up, I don't know how I'm going to go back to having a normal job, or a normal schedule. Out in Vancouver, all of my jobs had weird, erratic, changing schedules. The one job I had that was normal, it almost killed me, I only stayed there a month. Like today, for instance, I woke up at 4 in the morning. And I felt whacked out, just like weird. I guess I didn't sleep enough. I don't even remember what time I went to bed. But I just was grumpy. It was just like, this sucks, but I can't quite fall back asleep yet. And that's when I was reminded of the soothing powers of music. My friend Terry was just telling me this, that he would go to work. He does data entry stuff and just listen to like loud fucking music and fast angry music all the time and be angry at his job. You know, because the music is to help express his feelings toward his job. But then he started listening to my show, and sometimes I play like mellow songs, and sometimes they made him feel better. And he was like, hey, maybe if I listen to more mellow music at work, I might feel more mellow. And I know it's like, and I'm kind of realizing that too, because today I had the opposite. Instead of listening to melancholy shit like I was feeling this morning, I turn on my MP3 player and Minor Threat happened to be the first thing that came on. And I think it is impossible to listen to Minor Threat and not just feel fucking good about yourself. That band is like, they were this hardcore punk band, pretty famous, from DC in the early 80s. Ian MacKay is the main guy. He went on to Fugazi and a bunch of stuff. They started the Straight Edge movement. And it's cool because you can download their entire discography, every single thing they ever did, and it's like 25 songs. They got in, they got out, biggity bam, in and out, gone. And just had this awesome legacy. But man, they're just such a fucking cool fucking band. Just like, they just make you fucking pump you up and just make you feel confident and just like, yeah, yeah, Fuck yeah! So I'm gonna play a Minor Threat song right now. Show you what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah, motherfuckers! Wish I had a time machine so I could go back and see that band. Ah, it'd be so good. I used to think it'd be cool to have a time machine so I could go back and film, like, ancient Greece and fucking Rome and stuff. And really see what it was like. But man, fuck that. I just want to go back to fucking 1981. That's far enough for me. I'm gonna play one more Minor Threat song, but first, to totally shift gears, I found this thing on YouTube called Asshole Mario. Ah, man, it's fucking great. It's this guy, this Japanese guy, modded Super Mario World, the Super Nintendo one, to make it insanely, unfairly hard. And then there's these series of YouTube videos where he just gets his friend to play it over and over and over and over and over. And it takes him like 10 or 15 minutes just to beat like one level of this fucking thing with edits. Like, it just keeps editing that he dies, he dies, he dies. So in reality, he must have been playing these levels for like an hour and a half. And at first, it's just hyper hilarious just how unfair this game is, where every single way it can fuck you, it does. And then as you keep watching it, it just starts getting sad. It's like, just Mario dying again and again and again. Anyway, that's the kind of thing that should be in a museum, if you ask me. Asshole Mario. I love that shit. Here's one more Minor Threat song. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm getting into a special presentation. This is just another song that came onto my MP3 player this morning that I played before somewhere in ham radio, but man, this is such a fucking good song. Like, it just... Maybe it's that I was, like, sleepy. Since I was tired, it's like his brain was more raw feeling, and it could just penetrate more easily. But this song just seemed so insanely beautiful. It's about... Basically, just a dude setting fire to his neighbor's mailboxes. He's like, fuck this town, fuck these people, I'm done. 100 mailboxes, 100 fires, I'm wrecking everything you have. Fuck all of you, fuck all of this. But man, it just seems like it fits so well with my last month in New York. Just that I'm fucking hit escape velocity and I'm getting the fuck out of here. The part where Dallas Green comes in with his nice, smooth, pretty sounding vocals. Ah, gets me. Gets me right in the heart. It feels so fucking good to listen to this song. This is so good. So this is Alexis on Fire, Mailbox Arson. A new member of the Ham Radio Style podcast family. Back when people started doing these, like Gabe, Brian, and Adam and Aaron shows, I played all on my feed because I had upgraded my account because I was doing these crazy, like, 4-hour long shows and stuff this year. But it was costing me like $20 a month for that hosting plan. I had to downgrade it again. So I don't have a lot of extra room to play other people's stuff because I just want to play my stuff. So there are a couple other shows that There's a guy named Dan from England. He's only done one episode, but I liked it a lot. And the one I never played, but that I also would recommend a lot, is Ben's podcast. It's called Radio Free Forest City. And he's saving up to get like a better recorder. So his recordings sound kind of rough. But in a way, I almost like that sometimes, because he is going through some times. Like, my little breakup with Ian, nothing compared to this poor guy. He's been seeing this girl for 4 years, and she has a kid who's not his daughter, but, you know, he's been with her for 4 years. He's like, he's the father figure. So he's in this tough situation where they're splitting, or have split, and now what does he do, you know? He still wants to be part of this, the young girl's life. And he doesn't just want to split, but he's got to figure out what to do with his life, and it's some pretty fucking heavy shit. So since he's got this old recorder, it almost sounds like there's the, like, messages he's left on an answering machine, you know? It's just like something you've unearthed, and it's really fucking cool. It's got this weird... Somehow the crappy quality of his spoken parts makes it more intimate and personal. It's fucked up, but it's really cool. It's a really good show. So you can get links to all these on my... go to keithcourage.com, click podcast, and then it's on the right. So this latest one, it's this guy named Royce, who's in high school, almost out, I think, grade 12, he said. And it's him and two of his friends. They're from somewhere near Boston, driving around in Royce's car, talking about music. And this one was this morning when I was listening to music and fucking getting pumped up again. Then I listened to their podcast, and it just went right with it, especially the very first song they play. It's called, this band called Bomb the Music Industry. Man, it's such a fucking good song. I'm not going to play their whole show. I've edited it down a bit. This is like a taste, a teaser version. And if you like it, go dig up the link on my webpage and check it out, because it's really cool. And just the idea of them driving around in the car talking to each other reminded me of my days of that same approximate time, like the year or two after high school, where me and my friend Matt and Mark and sometimes Chris... And then a few other satellite people. It's like we lived in Matt's fucking car. We just drove around all the fucking time blabbing about shit. And back then we had our own movie review website. This was like turn of the century. And it's weird that it's like, you know, the old turn of the century, the 1900s. I'm sure they had crazy prospector stories and stuff. I got my version of turn of the century stories. Because listen to how fucking bad this sounded. This is a little review we did. Okay, what we do is we go to a movie, and as soon as we left the theater, we would review it to say exactly what we thought. No bias. We thought it was the best way to review a movie. And then sometimes we'd hop in the car and drive home and keep talking about it. I think it was a really good concept. But the tech just wasn't there. This was us when we went to go see Josie and the Pussycats. Listen to how bad this sounds. I'm shocked at how bad this sounds.
That movie kicked ass.
Man, how shit. Fucking Ebert fucking give that two thumbs down? That was a sweet ass film.
Yeah, like...
Nine thumbs up, boys. That's all I have to say.
But I can understand how most people would find that terrifying.
Fuck me.
I don't know if they just made the movie and they were like, man, there's gonna be like three guys in Fredericton. They're gonna fucking love this one.
Other than that, everyone else is gonna hate it. But there's fucking three guys in Fredericton.
That was actually one of the better sounding ones. Some of them are practically inaudible. I've got transcripts. They're still all up there. If you go to keithcourage.com, click on classic. It's called It's a Movie, So Watch It. But I had to write transcripts of all of our reviews because you couldn't tell what you're saying sometimes. Basically, what I had to do was I had one of those old school, like, dictation little things with a teeny tape, a little answering machine tape, you know, and would record us at a far away distance because I'm just kind of holding it while we all talk. Then I had to fucking hook that shit up to my stereo and, like, import it into the computer analog, you know, and... fucking ridiculous. And even just, like, you know, those little reviews are, like, between 1 and 3 megs. Finding hosting for that shit was, like, impossible back then. To find somewhere reliable to actually keep that shit up without spending a bunch of money. The internet has come a long fucking way. The fact that I'm posting 4-hour-long MP3s of me blah, blah, blahing with very little trouble, it's fucking awesome. So, like, these dudes, Royce and his friends, they, just crack open a laptop while they're in the car, and that's fucking great. That is so awesome. I wish I had that shit back then. So like I said, this is not their full show. This is just some selections that I liked. So go fucking download that shit. Give it a try if you dig it. And this first song especially. At least hang around for the first song because it's so fucking cool. So this is Royce's Car Radio, episode 1. Ow!
Hi, welcome to our ham radio show. My name is Eli.
My name is Dan.
I'm Royce.
Cool. Dan, do you want to talk now?
Yeah, sure. So this is actually take two, because I got a call from one of the many ladies who always call me.
It was his mom.
It was my mom. Yeah, I'm cool. So anyway, yeah, we're driving around in Royce's sedan.
Silver Accord.
Yeah, silver Accord.
Four cylinders, listen to that.
I couldn't hear anything.
Oh yeah, you like that? That's 40.
Royce, you're a terrible driver and I'm really afraid.
That's good.
So, we're gonna do songs and stuff, right?
Yeah, sure. You wanna do the first song?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I love this band called Bomb the Music Industry.
I love Bomb the Music Industry.
Alright, so Bomb the Music Industry are this sweet band. There was this ska band in like the several years ago called The Arrogant Sons of Bitches, right? And out of Long Island, and they broke up. And their singer, Jeff Rosenstock, started this other, like, collective-type thing. And the way it works is, Bomb the Music Industry, when they can play free and all-ages shows, they release all their music for free online. They started a donation-based record label way before Nine Inch Nails or Radiohead did it.
Yeah,
called, quote-unquote, Records.
Quoteunquote.com?
It's quoteunquoterecords.com.
Okay.
You know, among their awesome policies are
they don't sell t-shirts.
Right, that you bring a t-shirt to their show, like a white one, and they spray paint it afterwards and talk to you and stuff. And, because their members fluctuate from, you know, like a 9-person band with 3 keyboardists and a horn section to just Jeff Rosenstock and an iPod, there's a bring your own band policy, right? So if you show up with an instrument, especially a cooler homemade one, they say, and you learn their songs, then you can go on stage with them and play it, which is sick. Bomb Music Industry are awesome. They just, like 2 days ago, right?
Yeah.
Like 24 hours
really?
Ago, released their 5th studio album. Fifth?
Yeah, fifth. Yeah, I just downloaded all their
right,
older
called songs. Scrambles. It's
also
awesome.
Free on their website.
Right? And
we swear we're not in this band. We just really like them.
And now we're going to play you the last track on that album. It's called Sort of Like Being Pumped. So enjoy it.
I saw the sunset from the front of the J train tonight. The subway stopped in Severn and I couldn't get my foot in. Tied my scarf for the walk home. So went down about 5:45. But I saw the sunset tonight. I saw the sunset from the front of the J train tonight. I saw an Asian boy staring. Single sunrise at 6:30 a.m. It's been a cloudy week and cold as ice. Tired feet.
I saw, when I saw, when I saw, when I saw the sunset.
Where are we going?
I'm driving towards Auburndale, and I figured I'd just sort of turn around.
All right.
That's cool. Well, I mean, have we ruled out the idea of calling up Buffs and getting wings?
Oh, no, I thought it was going to take a while to do that.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I mean, I can call while Dan does a song.
All right.
Yeah, you do that.
Recently, I've been getting really into mashups and stuff.
For a large order wings.
Eli's ordering wings in the background. I'm going to keep talking. Actually, no, I'm going to pause.
Awesome.
And then
can I go
we will
one
resume.
Large wings to go?
All right, Eli's done ordering the wings, so I'm back.
Funny story. Are you going to play one of yours?
Well, yeah, sure. Here's one that I made, actually. After I started getting into mashups, I started getting into making mashups with FL Studio, which is a program. And I hope you enjoy this one. If you like it, you can check me out at myspace.com/DJDHRocks.
I'ma keep running, I'ma keep running, but I'm never running out of money. I'm a dog.
Yeah,
the thugs still nothing in my car. So pretty, all these hoes
money, nigga.
I got pussy fresh paint, big horseshoes, five fat seats in my trunk. Go boom, got a black ass cut in the bag, got a bitch, and it looks like I'ma die like this.
'Cause we be stunting on these bitches, get money on these bitches, 250 on the wrist, nigga. We beat the illest, we beat the realest. CMB niggas, uptown gold, put the money to the ceiling. Like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon. Birds on the wire, honey deep, and we chillin'. Finger on the trigger, that's that uptown living. High to the sky, nose diving for fishes.
In the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot. If a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm over best weed 'cause I got it going on.
Full of hope over brand new day. See a homie you ain't seen since back in the day. Fresh haircut fitted with a badass fade. In the work we chillin' on a Saturday. How you felt when you first heard the day they came? Rockin' KRS hair, I had that day. Coolin' out with old girl on a badass day. Find $100 bill, wow man, that's great. Get promoted at your job up to management. Plot a long time, finally your plan is made.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
your cousin's boyfriend.
My cousin's boyfriend had this sick band. It was just him and one other guy. They called themselves Rachel McAdams, but with a Z. That's how you know they're fresh.
Big Street.
Yeah. And okay, so it was like they would do mashups and then play like rat-a-tat style guitar under them, where you like harmonize everything in thirds and then kill the attack at the beginning of each note. And it sounds all like wow-y. Right, so this is let's play one of their songs. Alright, this is
You Can Show Me How.
You Can Show Me How by Rachel McAdams. Featuring Salt and Peppa, among other ill things. And so it's like them playing guitar
under
push
or
it.
Over.
Depending on your
orientation. Whoa.
Over Push It by Salt and Peppa.
Yeah, alright.
Salt and Pepper's here and we're in effect. Want you to push it back, cool in my day, then at night, working up a sweat. Come on, girl, let's go show the guys that we know how to become number one in a hot body show. Now push it.
Let me see you bounce, bounce. Let me see you bounce, bounce.
Let me show you how I grow. I got a belly that I only drove one time. 50 bought it for me, shorty, but it's still mine. My Chevy clean and the paint look like nigga line. You wanna shine, it ain't hard, just get on your grind. Keep a bankroll, wallet full of credit cards, cup full of crystal, box full of cigars.
Salt and Pepper's here and we're in effect. Want you to push it back, cool in my day, then at night, working up a sweat.
Let me see you bounce, bounce. Let me see you bounce, bounce. Let me see you bounce, bounce. Let me see you bounce, bounce.
Let me show you how I grow. I got a belly that I only drove one time. 50 bought it for me, shorty, but it's still mine. My Chevy clean and the paint look like nigga line. You wanna shine, it ain't hard, just get on your grind. Keep a bankroll, wallet full of credit cards, cup full of crystal, box full of cigars.
Show me what you drink, I got money in the bank. Show me what you drink, I got money in the bank. Show me what you drink, I got money in the bank. Show me what you drink, I got money in the bank. Show me what you drink, I got money in the bank.
there's this record label for folk punk bands, right? It's called Planet X Records. Plan-it-x records. Okay, they're just so good. Rosa was this, like 2-3-4-person band. Like, it fluctuated. And they just, you know, they all barely know how to play their instruments. None of them can really sing. And it's just, like, all these, like, playing their heart out type songs about being best friends and going on bike rides and giving each other high fives.
And saving the town by finding Willie the Pirate's treasure.
No, shut up. Fuck you. And it's just like such a magical...
The title of this show will be Fuck Royce.
Fuck Royce.
I'm an advisor figure. What can I say?
This is Starch and Carbohydrates by Rosa. And I love them. So that was Starch and Carbohydrates by Rosa. Rosa broke up, which really sucks.
Starch and Carbohydrates?
Yeah. Now they're, all the members of Rosa, though, except for, I think, one, are in a band called, Pumpkin Pie. Pumpkin Pie.
Ah.
And another one whose name currently escapes me. We're going to do some other bands from Planet X Records as the night moves on.
Show R. Better believe it.
Because folk punk is the shit.
It actually is. Yeah. Scientific studies show that folk punk is good. It
makes you 12% better.
Yeah, 12% better.
At least.
Oh, wait. I got a good story about Rosa.
All right.
So our friend's cousin, Marin, is...
Whose cousin is that?
What?
Dana Bromwitz's
cousin. Dana Bromwitz's cousin. Marin is like this awesome, I don't know, folk punk type person. And so she just plays every instrument and spends her life going on tour with all her friends' bands. And she's friends with all the bands on Planet X Records. So, you know, she's like the type of person where it's like, you'll say, hey, do you know Rosa? And she goes, I know those kids.
Yeah.
And I say that she's that type of person because one time I said to her, hey, do you know Rosa? And she said, I know those kids. But so her story about Rosa was that she was like being the banjo player slash bassist or something for one of her friends' bands that was on tour with Rosa. And so Rosa had completely run out of gas money, and they really needed to play this show. But the guy, the proprietor of the venue that they were playing the show at, was being a douche to them. So instead of playing the show, they decided to leave and go sit on a bridge and play banjo songs to each other for fun. And they didn't make any money and couldn't afford gas.
And they all died of pneumonia.
Well, I don't know how it turned out, but it's an awesome story. Okay, you want to go?
Yeah, sure. All right. So this is a song that I don't know currently what song it's going to be. Okay, this is a song by my second favorite band called Streetlight Manifesto. They're a third wave ska band. And I
Who's
know
your first?
What?
Who's your first?
First is Bomb.
Cool.
Bomb the Music Industry, which we played. That was the first song we played. But anyway, Streetlight, they're one, as ska bands go, they're relatively new. I know you might be thinking, yeah, ska band, I feel like I'm back in high school because ska. And you may be right, because ska is kind of like a high school thing. But I'm in high school, and I really like ska, so I'm going to play this song by Streetlight Manifesto called The Big Sleep, and I hope you like it.
Why do you cry when you know the story ends? How can you laugh when you know that it hurts your friends? We've all been there once, but you never left. This is me coming back to get you out to say goodbye to make amends. I'm not leaving this place unless I'm leaving with you. You're the only person with a half decent heart, and I know you will put it to use till it's gone, 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 gone. You're impossible. Listening, I'm missing him, so somehow bring him home. How did it come to this? So the soldiers lift their rifles and they're aiming at the head. They think of their first love before they take their final breath. And somewhere in the distance they hear something someone said. How did it come to this? Think of me, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. Slightly more mainstream, I guess. I'm going to play a song by Muse, who played the best live show.
Fuck Muse.
Whatever. The, like, most impressive, not like most fun to be at, just like the coolest presentation live show that I've
fuck
ever been
Muse.
To. Now Jason Muse is going to come after you. and at Gannis Arena in BC, I saw it was Stanko was there too.
Oh yeah.
And
he still ranks that as one of his favorite shows.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. Like, just the way
who they
did
playing
shit.
With?
They played with the Cold War Kids, actually, who I'm a huge fan
Wait,
of.
Wait, were Cold War Kids headlining?
No, Cold War Kids were the opener.
Oh, Cold War Kids are awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I like them a lot. I thought about playing them, but I might still. Yeah, because that album, I actually got into that joke because I saw Cold War Kids were playing and I had just got that album and I was obsessed with it. And I was like, I have to go to see them. But Muse sort of blew the doors off of them a little bit and were really impressive. And I don't, at least the songs were like, they sort of go all the way with their what if Radiohead was on steroids and like played hard guitar kind of angle, and that's when they're best. So I'm going to play one of their better songs on that wave. I'm going to play Stockholm Syndrome off of Absolution, and this song is just unbelievably good. Just like, if you listen to how they layer it, it's really impressive. Like, the keyboards on the chorus are just ridiculous.
Muse actually reminds me of this kid at our school. We call him Guitar Douche Number One. Because and I'll tell you why we call him that and why we know he likes Muse. It's because occasionally he will bring his guitar into school, and during lunch he will plug in his guitar and an amp, and he will play really, really shitty, distorted, sort of grunge songs that... They're terrible.
And he can play Come As You Are.
He can play Come As You Are.
Several times.
He can play Where Is My Mind. He can play Knights of Sidonia. And
by play, we mean
yeah,
really
play
bad.
Is an overstatement.
We use that term loosely.
Yeah. This kid, he's just a fucking douchebag.
Okay. This kid wears a, he wears a peace sign necklace.
Aviators.
A suit.
A suit jacket.
He has appropriately shaggy hair.
Yes.
Oh yeah, long hair. So Guitar Douche Number One, if you're listening, we're talking to you, kill yourself.
I hate you.
You actually wrote a song about it.
Yeah, we wrote a
we've written a couple songs about it.
Really? Only one is recorded though?
Only one is recorded.
Well,
sometimes while I are writing a song about it. Sometimes while it's my rap rock band. Yeah. Hardcore.
That's way less douchey than him.
Yes. Yeah.